Hello, I am Ariana and I will be with you guys because I am the host of Mic Drop. Thank you for dropping in to, hear some mic dropping news. And today we have Gracie who is going to be with us for this episode and hopefully many more. And let's hear what she has to say to welcome you into Mic Drop.
Hi, I am Gracie, and I am here with my friend Ariana, and
best friend
Ariana, and today we are going to be talking about why cell phones should be in school or should not be in school. So thank you for clicking this episode, and hopefully you can click much more.
We are here talking about cell phones, and cell phones can be used for good and bad. I'm going to tell you the bad, Gracie's going to tell you the good, and then we're going to switch sides and tell you. So, one of the reasons why Mic Drop is bad, well, not Mic Drop, because, Mic Drop is good, cell phones can be bad in school or is because people can use it to cheat on tests using calculators and Google, and people can also play games and distract others who are trying to learn. But here on the other side, I guess we have someone who thinks cell phones should be allowed in school. Let's hear from her.
Hi, like I said, I am Gracie, and I think cell phones should be allowed in school because in case of any emergencies that happen, you can call your parents or call 911 faster than anybody can get to the actual school phone. And also, you can use it for like apps that teachers request that you can use for the dictionary and other that teachers request. And also, you can the teachers can request you to download a certain app that they don't have on computers, because a lot of teachers say that you cannot download anything on the computers, but you can easily download it on your phone.
And another reason why cell phones can be bad in school is, let's say we're on a lockdown, and I know you might want to call your parents, but let's say you're in a class and people start calling their parents, then the people who or trying to break in and steal the kids or hurt somebody will know where you are. And they might see like your phone light up, they might hear your phone dink or go off, and it's very dangerous as well as very expensive, as in a fire drill. So we want to make sure that we're all safe here. I mean, I don't want to be a buzzkill, but we gotta do the right thing here, which is no cell phones in school. Gracie has one last thing before we switch.
Cell phones can also be allowed in school for, let's say at lunch. You know how when you're talking to, let's say your best friend or your friend having, a conversation, then randomly the lunch lady just comes over and say, stop talking, y'all are too loud, I need to hear. So what prevents that to stop is you can easily just get your phone and some headphones and play calm music, but also you don't have to have it too loud in case, like Ariana said, a lockdown or a fire drill. So, because you know how loud the things are, so you can easily hear what's going on if you have a little music in your ears.
Thank you, Gracie. That was a perfect point of view. Now we are going to switch. You are now against cell phones, and I am now on the cell phone side. Woo-hoo. The only thing is, I really wish that when I threw my phone out the airplane window, it actually turned into an airplane, because, I put it on airplane mode. And so when I threw it out the window, it was supposed to turn into like a transformer. Well, that did not work. Don't try this at home, people. And now, cell phones should also be allowed in school, because I'm going to add on to what Gracie said about lunch. Like, if the lunch lady tells you can't talk, you can try and get their number, and then you guys can just text back and forth on your phones, and the lunch ladies can't say you're too loud because, you're just, texting your friends. And two, they can be used to help you in school. Gracie, anything that you want to add about cell phones not being in school before we wrap it up?
Yes. Here's one little thing. I like what Ariana said about phones not being in school, like how they can be an interruption in class, and also how if you have a lockdown drill, the phone may go off, or like from an app that it just may like bling or like make a certain noise that might trigger the person who is in the school trying to hurt you or anything. But also, she is right, cell phones shouldn't be in school, but I'm kind of with both, but mainly I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's kind of both with both of us. We both have some really strong points of view about why it shouldn't be allowed in school and why it shouldn't. And we're here to show you that what you think and what you feel, it doesn't matter that nobody else thinks about that. Nobody else believes it, because it's important that you believe it and that you care about it. And as long as you care and believe strongly about that, then you are going to be a strong, independent person.
If you think that cell phones should or should not be allowed in school, how about you log into this app and make your own podcast saying why they should or should not be allowed? Thank you for watching.
And see you next time, my fellow mic droppers. Bye. Bye.